Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply great expectations. Great expectations. Think about how our lives are revolving around expectations. If we expect it to be a rainy day, we're going to make sure to carry our umbrella. If we're expecting company over for dinner, we're going to prepare more food. If we expect to win, it shows up in our attitudes and in our actions. And yes, my friends, expectations also has a relevance in business, as only those individuals who expect to win are the ones who achieve extraordinary success. And by managing expectations and mastering this art, we can change the environment not only for ourselves, but for so many others around us. The three-step process would allow us to understand how to make an impact with expectations. The first step is it begins with our speech. Yes, our words have power. There was a philosopher who wrote about the self-fulfilling prophecy in 1948. His name was Robert K. Merton. He coined the phrase, which simply means that repeating words, phrases, and statements can actually make them come into reality. In other words, tell a child how handsome or brave he is, and those traits will manifest. Tell him the opposite, and his confidence will gradually erode. So what words are you speaking at the office? Whatever the answer, the impact will be felt one way or another. That's why we have to replace negative words with positive ones. Replace the phrase "I'm too busy" with "I'm excited to be so productive." Replace the phrase "I don't know" with "We'll discover the solution." And if you're really not sure, replace saying "I'm not sure" with "We can find a way." And replace "We might win" with "We will." Yes, my friends, just those subtle changes can make a difference. In addition to that, I challenge you to craft and create daily declarations. These are things that you say every day, that you're going to declare every day, that has an impact on yourself as well as on the others. I challenge you to drive on your way to your commute to the office and say, "This will be a great day. I can change people. I will make a difference. There will be an impact." And then those positive affirmations can also be utilized by your team. They can say, "Today is my best day ever." In sports, the teams typically have various chants and cheers that all are positive affirmations that are designed to help them win. We can do the same things as well. That other component is it continues with our reach. Yes, my friends, our reach. In other words, what we thrive to achieve is based on our expectations. The student who has a shot at becoming valedictorian may study just a bit harder than the student who's only interested in maintaining a C average. Our reach is determined by what we expect. The athlete that expects to make the Olympics trains a bit harder than the one who does not, and the list goes on and on. So how do we impact our reach? How do we get the most of ourselves and those around us? First, we've got to recognize our potential. Our brain, for example, can store more than 1 million gigabytes of memory, more than any computer on the planet. And everyone has unique talents and abilities that are unlike any other person on the planet. Do you realize how much is within you? Do you realize your potential? If you recognize your potential, the next step is realizing you're essential. In other words, everyone needs someone, and actually many people need you. You are important. Your role is important. In the animal kingdom, every animal plays a role, and in business, so does every person. Imagine if the cook at your favorite restaurant also had to perform the role of host, waiter, cashier, and busboy. It might not be your favorite place to dine for long, simply because every role matters, and your role matters as well as the roles of the people on your team, which is why it is essential that we celebrate everyone for the achievements and accomplishments and help them get more out of themselves. The final step in making sure that we can execute great expectations is managing what we teach. Yes, great expectations lead to great preparation. Taking the time to train others proves you believe in them and what they can accomplish. Coaches spend time developing new players, and you must spend time preparing your team for greatness through teaching. How is this accomplished? First, begin today. Don't wait until tomorrow or the next day or the next week or a special event or workshop in order to train those around you. Every day there can be some information you impart. It doesn't have to be formal. It can be informal. It doesn't have to be in a classroom setting. It can be in passing. But every day, plant seeds in the lives of those around you just by making sure they become more efficient at their craft. The other component to teach is through research. Encourage an environment of reading and continuous education and continuous improvement, and that will foster an environment where life learners evolve. Yes, my friends, we can accomplish so much and have great expectations if we follow those three steps. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.